Mech to Matt, Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some disturbing incidents in Los Angeles just yesterday. There were two anti-Semitic attacks in Los Angeles that were unusual in the sense they were different from what we've seen in the past. In one, there's a caravan of cars with pro-Palestinian flags attached. They stopped in front of a sushi restaurant in a neighborhood. There are a lot of Jewish people who live. They were dining at these outdoor tables, and they attacked them while they were eating sushi. They attacked them. And very close to the same time, there are two vehicles with Palestinian flags chased an Orthodox Jewish man on foot. He's a father of six kids. He ran for his life. Now, this kind of thing happened in Paris and in Europe when Angela Merkel opened up Europe without consulting with anybody in Britain, France, Italy, Sweden, Scandinavia, Spain, doing it. A lot of the people went on to Paris and London and elsewhere, and they would isolate Jewish people, attack them, and kill them. We're not going to have that in the United States. We're not going to have that in the United States. The leaders of the authoritarian left, in much of their public statement, has really given rise to this kind of thing, and it's got to stop. We will not have it in the Democratic Party. We will not have it in the United States. And that's just a simple, plain statement of fact. This is something, it's a hate crime, of course. You have to find these people, you have to charge them, and so on. But there cannot be a cultural cushion for people to settle back in thinking something like this is just a slightly more extreme version of what's being said by leaders on the progressive left of this party, and just assume that it's going to spread. That will not happen. We're not going to permit that to happen. Well, the feds signed a letter to the court, so making it official. When they raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment in New York, they took 18 electronic devices, 18 of them. Now, do you have 18 electronic devices? You know, I have a couple of computers, maybe, you know, a phone. 18? 18? Parallel databases? Who knows what? And they did something very smart, very special. This had been rumored before, but it was confirmed in this filing yesterday with the federal court. They asked the court to appoint what's called a special master, an expert, who will review the data, go through the data, and issue a report to the prosecutors. Now, why did they do that? They could do it themselves. They had a subpoena. But they understand the political sensitivity of what's going on. They understand that if they do it, people on the right will claim, well, it was biased. They did it because they wanted to get Trump. You know, who watched them while they were doing it, blah, blah, blah. You have the Marjorie Taylor Greens saying this kind of stuff. By appointing a special master, and it's something as high profile in this, is usually a former federal judge, you know, a retired federal judge or somebody of unquestionable integrity. And with the technical expertise and the staff to do it. When he or she comes out with a report, and that report lists all of the information of interest and that's relevant involving Giuliani's activities in Ukraine, supporting the pro-Russian element, supporting Putin's invasion of Ukraine, the money he got, that kind of thing, whether he did or didn't pay income tax on it. That will all be laid out. And then the Marjorie Taylor Greens are going to have a much harder time saying, well, Judge so-and-so, who is an independent, may have even been appointed by a Republican president, and I'm being hypothetical, I have no idea who the special master is that they will appoint. Judge so-and-so, fine reputation for ethics and integrity. It soothes people's feelings about it. It makes people feel, well, Yeah. Okay. This is a tough thing, but at least we know factually that it is true. At least we know factually that it is true. It's a very smart thing to do. There was a circumstance when Trump was president and the federal court in Washington, D.C. approved a search warrant where the defendant, and I forget if it was Roger Stone or one of them, brought a motion to the judge asking for an independent review by a special master. And the government, the U.S. attorney, did not oppose that, and that's what happened. But that's a far cry from the federal government affirmatively asking for it. Affirmatively asking for it. It's a sign of good faith. I think it didn't occur to them in Washington, D.C., because the truth is that the FBI is scrupulously honest, and they are not going to go through it somehow just trying to cherry pick the good from the bad. There's an obligation that federal prosecutors had. It's called the Brady case, the Brady exception, or not exception, the mandate. They must disclose what's called exculpatory evidence to the defense. So if they charge somebody and they have, he killed somebody, and they have a statement in there that it's a description that's different from the defendant by an eyewitness, they've got to disclose that. They can't hide that. And a handful of prosecutors around the country, and they're almost always state prosecutors, not federal, pull that kind of stuff. That's a criminal offense. So, but here it will be squeaky clean. There will be absolutely no dispute that this thing was, this data, I should say, was reviewed by somebody, frankly, who's going to have unimpeachable and negotiable integrity and is going to be widely respected. Now, what's on these 18 electronic devices? Why does he have 18? How many phones does the guy have? Does he, what, he has a throwaway phone? Come on. How many phones do you need? I mean, there is one audio that's already been released, which he says to somebody, don't worry, this phone is going to disappear shortly. That's a very odd thing to say. Have you ever said that to anybody? I mean, why? What do you care if a phone's going to disappear? Why should a phone disappear? That in itself raises suspicions. It's not enough to convict somebody just on its own, but it raises questions. It flat out raises questions. And 18 of them, how many were computers? How many were phones? How many were something else? What were they? What do you mean electronic devices? All this gets sorted out by the special master. What are they looking at? They're going to look at a number of things, whether Rudy Giuliani worked in the employ of a foreign nation and did not disclose it to the United States in the proper disclosure. That's what happened. That was one of the things with General Mike Flynn. He basically did work for Turkey and didn't disclose it. You can't do that. If you're going to lobby or do anything for a foreign country for compensation or otherwise, you've got to disclose it. So that's number one. Number two, did he lie about some of the things he said about his relationship with the Russian? Frankly, one of them was in the Russian mob. Did he lie about that? How deep was it? Did he get money? Who sent the money? Where did he deposit it? I mean, this guy has fallen from being the mayor of New York, the U.S. attorney, widely respected in New York, leading presidential candidate for the Republican Party in 2012, and he has fallen to this? I mean, not just being investigated by the feds for felonies, but these kinds of felonies that are against the interests of the United States, it's a very, very sad thing, a very, very sad fall from grace. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. A million miles.